concealer. Must have like bring it and left it somewhere else this time. And so I ignored it. And so I went over to I looked out the window and I saw a blue, looked like a Toyota Corolla parked up a little bit more of the street on my light post.
Okay.
And then next thing you know, I hear some knocking at the back garage door, like interior garage, like inside the garage, and it's like side to the
okay.
door. So I'm banging, and then I hear some like shoulder, like some like serious, like wanting to get in. And I said, you know, nobody I know wants to get in my house that bad, you know.
So they had gotten into the garage and tried to force their way into the house?
Yeah, in through the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I heard that, I...
Is that the kitchen, coming into the kitchen?
That's coming into the hallway. The laundry room in the hallway.
Okay.
And so once I heard the cracking, like really forcing himself in, I grabbed the mace that my door stopper.
Yeah, sorry. I got mad at him for using that.
You got mad at him.
Spray as a door stopper.
Wow.
I never used it as a door stopper. But so I opened it up and prepared, you know, in case I didn't say anything, I was afraid. And then I heard my door starting to get shoulder, I'm like, oh man, no one I know wants to get
in. So this guy had gotten in and then tried to force his way into your room?
Yeah, it must have been the first door he wanted to my room.
So okay, is your door near the hallway?
It's just down a little bit, maybe only like 10 feet away from where he would be coming in.
Okay.
And
and you were in the room?
Yeah. And he started shouldering that thing. And as soon as he broke through, I hit him with the mace. And he was, you know, now that I think about it, he was probably just about as surprised to see me. That's what they are telling me. He probably was pretty surprised, but I hit him with it, and he could continue with his momentum. Think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit him again, and as he was going away, I think he whacked me or something.
What did he hit you with?
It looked like a black object. It could have been like, I didn't see it. It looked like it could have been like a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Like a flashlight.
Something he grabbed from your house or something he had with him?
He probably had it. I don't think anything, unless he got it from the garage and spent his time looking for something, that it was... Yeah, we didn't have anything like that.
Okay. Do you have a dog at the house?
No.
How about an alarm?
No.
And no one else was home?
No one else was home. Then he took off, I guess, and I looked out the window as I was calling 911. I noticed that car was gone. So, it could have been that car. And
have you lost your wallet or had your car broken into or anything like that? As well as your grandfather, anything?
No?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Who's the suspect? Describe that person to me.
He looked about 5'9", maybe.
Mm-hmm. How tall are you?
What, I'm sorry?
How tall are you?
5'3", 5'4".
Mm-hmm. So he's taller than you.
Taller than me, yeah. Skinny.
Age, race?
Looked either Middle Eastern or Hispanic. Looked like pretty short, curly black hair. Wait, not real tight curly, but like wavy curly.
Facial hair?
Looked like he could have been shadowing something, a little bit of shadowing. Black sweater.
Okay.
I only saw the top half.
Eye color?
No, I didn't see it.
Scars, marks, tattoos, birth deformities, anything like that? Glasses?
No, glasses, no glasses.
No, unshaven, maybe 1 or 2 days or a week?
Like 1 or 2 days.
Okay.
I mean, maybe even he shaved, but he's got really thick hair, so it looks like you have.
Did he speak?
Ah.
Huh?
Said about the same thing I did.
Okay. What was your general impression of him? Did he look like a dope fiend? Or did he look like he was sort of out of control? Or you said he was surprised when he saw you, right?
Well, I don't know if he was surprised or he just got hit with the pepper spray right when he opened the door. That's why he was screaming.
Did he look like a homeless person? Or did he have good hygiene? How was he? Was he well kept? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark will probably have one. I don't have one in my car. Sir, did you make a report when your house got broken into? Okay. What date was that? Yesterday? Your first name is Brian?
Yes, with an I.
Okay, you don't have any running battles or any arguments or disputes with anyone, right? This one totally surprised you?
Totally surprised me. I don't even really talk to more than about three of my friends. You know what he really looks like? This one guy that's one of my friends, and it's still wasn't. If you wanted to know him, what he looked like, but he doesn't look like that guy.
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe you can get together with a police artist and do a sketch?
Sure, I didn't see too much of him because he was bossing as he was.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think I saw part of it as
he was. Okay, you got him pretty good with the pepper spray, or was it mace?
What is it?
Yeah, is it identical? Yeah, sure, if you don't mind. You don't mind doing that, do you? Do you have any friends? Do you have any ideas who have done this?
No.
How old are you, Brian?
23.
Okay, did he take any property from your house at all?
I didn't even look at it.
Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Sister. Okay. He's not home yet.
You're home tonight?
Yes, he's home tonight.
Okay. What was this guy's complexion like? Was it light, medium, dark, acne, anything like that? Scarred?
No, I couldn't
ruddy.
Really tell. He looked just olive. Not olive, just a
tan?
Darker, like.
Do you think he's Middle Eastern or Hispanic?
God, he looks so Middle Eastern to me.
Where do you work at, Brian?
I'm a student.
Where at? Has anybody followed you home, or have you seen any vehicles around your house, or anything? Anything unusual in the last couple of weeks?
No.
That's one thing I asked at my house. They didn't call me every day. But yesterday, they called every minute to find out, trying to find out anybody home.
Oh, yeah.
Every minute. I'm not sure, but I'm on a 6 o'clock on the answering machine.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Last week or so, every time I answered, nobody answered. Didn't answer back. But yesterday I wasn't home. So he didn't leave a message or nothing, just trying to see somebody home.
Yeah, to come over and rob you, huh? Where's your dad at today?
He's at work. I think he might be at the house by now.
Okay.
was supposed to paralyze him for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. That's what we're told.
Well, he wasn't paralyzed when he swung that thing.
All right.
How's it going, Doc?
Good.
How much?
Huh?
Yeah. You might want to pull out supplemental suspect description.
He was home and his house got broken into. It looks like a burglary attempt, and he thwarted it. Based the guy, and the guy struck him in the head.
What did he hit you
with? We don't know. We haven't determined that yet.
I didn't really see it back there. I mean, it looked like it could have been a flash or a mag
one. It could have been. It was like
Hispanic, brown. Very Hispanic or Middle Eastern. Probably Middle Eastern. Short, curly hair. Tight. Unshaven. 1 to 2 days. Black sweater. Possibly Persian or Arabic descent. 5'9", thin. So thin, we'll list as 130, 140.
Middle Eastern, 30.
Diane, anything else about the car? Did it have any bumper stickers on it, tinted windows, dents, dings, anything like that?
No, I only saw the back half.
Was it clean looking? Stock?
Yeah, it looked stock. You know, I'm not positive about the car.
Yeah, he is, but not in this crime.
Oh!
We're all movies, man.
Well, pulled it off without a hitch, huh?
He didn't black out right now. No other medical problem. Go the other way. He had a shot last 10 years.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a
How about the rims and wheels on it, Brian?
You know, he was pulled
out. I just found out he had the trail.
So far that I could just see the back.
A black bumper or chrome bumper?
Oh, wow. I'm not sure.
Okay.
All I know is it was a...
Tinted windows? You're pretty sure it was a Toyota, right?
Yeah, I mean, you
showed
me a picture of the model or something,
and
it's probably exactly what the back looked like.
Okay, yeah, I'll just go with that.
Sure. It was, you know, the older Corollas that have the narrower, shorter back.
Right.
It looks like this, you know.
And, so boxed off?
Yeah,
or round.
Boxed off.
Okay.
Well, rounded, but boxed looking, you know.
Okay.
You know, it was parked in a funny place, is what was funny about it. It was parked right up by the light post. Like,
in front of your house,
right? In front of a house,
right?
Or in front of another house. It was like, it was almost to the end.
What's that look like? Looks like a trauma?
The skin's all matted. I mean, once I clean it up, I'll get a pretty good look at it. Be able to see if it's got anything on it.
Why don't
you give me a suture set up and I can kind of get going on this and take a look.
You got a clear pounding headache, Brian?
Yeah, I'm pretty much of a wuss, though.
I'm sure the doctor will give you some good drugs.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a full-time student right now.
Right over here.
I need his driver's license. I'm sure the registration's got it. Joe's number, sir?
Yeah.
You have a cell phone?
Car.
No, I have this stuff. Is there a phone there? Sergeant on scene at the crime scene on Cedar Springs. Give me a call at Los Robles ER. ASAP, please. Thanks. Or may sustain, so it leaves that like yellowish color.
Maybe. Yeah. Is this thing supposed to like not be placed? Or is it
supposed to? Do you get time to get your mate? Or do you get time to hear them bang?
Yeah, when I heard him knocking real hard, you know, banging into the door.
Now, did he force your door open too?
Yeah, he forced my door open.
So he got into the garage, forced the hallway door from the garage and your door, right?
Yeah, my door.
Okay.
Did he know you were all ready to ask his mate? He doesn't know, like, he came around and kicked your butter or anything?
No, I was too afraid he might shoot through the door or something, you know. Yeah, right after.
Did you get
one
sitting
in this
one?
Yeah.
Did you get on the
ball?
It was pretty scary, so I was,
yeah, I bet.
I don't know if
I
did the exact right stuff. So.
I don't think you had a lot of time to think about
it. No, you didn't. No.
I usually wouldn't think about having it.
Don't touch this table behind it.
Sorry if I'm a wimp.
Get me a little,
Okay. I'm a total wimp.
I'm going to shave you here a little.
What kind of car do you drive, Brian?
Sorry,
what kind of car do you drive?
An Acura. Mm-hmm.
Was the car at home?
Yeah.
Was the garage?
I'm sorry?
Was it in the garage?
No.
No? Was it in the street?
It was in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Let me put a little more green around there and get back. Alright. Come up this way?
I'm
doctor just ruins a nice haircut.
I don't care about my hair.
No, no.
My head.
Come on, hurry your fucking hair.
What?
Man.
Is there any debris in there? You can see?
Yeah. Oh, great, thanks.
Detective McCauley. Hey, Ray, how you doing? This looks like a legit deal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to any of the neighbors?
I got it on.
Okay. I've got, it sounds like an inside job off a profile. And it sounds to me like the suspect is either Iranian or Persian or Arabic or something, Middle Eastern, not a Mexican. Did you find out what he was struck with? Okay. Where's the crowbar at? Okay, out back. Okay, because what he did is he knocked on the front door, went around through the backyard, got into the garage, and then bashed down the interior door from the garage, and then went directly to this boy's bedroom and forced entry there, and that's when he got gassed. You know, the grandfather's house was burned. Yeah. So someone in the family either got profiled, lost the wallet, or, you know, something happened. You have BI there? Okay. Okay. We will not need BI here. What we're going to do is we're going to take this as a burglary and an ADW. And,
okay. All right. Then I'll meet you here.
I guess there's no property taken.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But, it's a crime against persons. We'll go ahead and handle the whole thing. But, there's no other supplemental information on the car. But the only leads that we could get right away would maybe the neighbors or someone saw something. Okay, well, I'll do all the BI work here. Okay. Hey, Joe. 23-year-old Japanese, Moorpark College student. Sounds to me like it was a Middle Eastern, like an Arabic or a Persian guy. Got a real good description on him. Can ID again. Oh, yeah. Got a supplemental suspect information that's already been given to dispatch. Not any more on the vehicle. What we need is something maybe from the neighbors. Ah, shit. Yeah.
I'm trying to find the portable phone here.
Yeah. Well, he was hit with something like a flashlight or something metal like that. There's no debris in the wounds at all. Okay. All right. Good. You have BI en route, right? No, it didn't have time. He thwarted the whole deal. But it's unknown. The father would have to just do a quick inventory.
7-1.
How far away is 263 Tennyson from where you're at? Yeah. Mhm. Because why we have the people, you might what you might want to do is why we have the manpower. Just send a unit or maybe two units over there and have them knock on the doors in or around Tennyson, because I'm almost positive these are related.
Okay.
Yeah, the same car. The car had no dings, dents, no peculiarities, no bumper stickers, anything. Yeah. Black sweater. Yeah. Short curly hair, maybe a half inch to an inch. Yeah, unshaven 2 days. 5'9", 135 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey. It's Yeah. All right. Bye. Yeah. Bye. Have any loot with him? Have anything in his hands? Pillowcase, anything like that? Bag? Plastic bag, anything? Or couldn't you tell?
I couldn't tell. I only saw the upper half of the stuff. Yeah,
okay.
Even
Santa
Claus. Yeah, all I saw was I waited a split second to see the side of his face to see if it wasn't like any relatives or anything.
You think he was alone?
Yeah, I think so. I believe he was. I mean, I didn't hear him yell to a friend or anything like, "Let's get out of here."
Okay, they found a small type pry bar, like crowbar, in a trash container on his path, where his flight path, when he left.
Really?
So, yeah. Okay, as far as the Carson, do you know much about cars?
Not too much.
Yeah, all right. Car light blue, medium blue, or dark blue?
Okay. It's hard to... It's not like dark blue. It's like a midnight blue, maybe. Dark than that? Yeah. It looks a little bit dark.
Okay.
But it was still...
Is it a repaint?
I'm sorry?
Is it a repaint?
No, it didn't look like it. Well, you know how blue gets... If it gets really dark, it starts to look black?
Yeah.
Well, this was dark blue, but it still looks blue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the metallic look. Yeah, maybe so. It's not real bright blue. It's dark.
Was the car clean?
It looked clean, yeah. It looked like a... It didn't look like a... Some guy that's going to attack me.
Mm-hmm. And it had regular wheels on it, or you didn't notice mags on it? Okay, did you see whether the plates were white, black and yellow, or blue?
I didn't even think to see if that was if I would have known that that was his car.
Okay.
More.
What model Toyota was it?
Corolla? It looked like a Corolla.
Okay. What year?
You know, I don't know what year and what they look like now.
Mm-hmm. If you had to guess, like, within a 2-year period, what would you guess? And it's okay to get
87. If I saw like cars, show me a picture of one.
Well, sometime over the next week, you're going to see a car that's similar to it. When you do, notice the make and model, and you can give me a call.
I'm going to see a car that's similar to it?
Yeah.
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 I like one.
Okay. You still have your billfold and everything that was in your pockets? He didn't take anything like that?
I didn't have anything in my pockets, actually.
Okay. Did your telephone ring at all before this happened?
Did?
How long before he knocked on the front door, or before someone knocked on the front door?
Wow, I don't know. That was in bed. I was up in this, up and down, and watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Did you answer the phone, or did you just let it ring?
It was the other line. It wasn't my line. My friend.
How long before? 10 minutes? Half hour?
Now that I know you guys ask me detail, next time I get whacked,
Okay. And from the time he knocked, or someone knocked on the front door, to the time, rang the doorbell, to the time you had the confrontation, how long did that take?
Maybe 10 minutes?
That's a long time.
5 minutes. Come on, 5 minutes. Because he rang it, and then I looked, and there was no one there. And so I came out, and then he rang it again. And so he rang it twice.
Mm-hmm.
I looked outside, and I saw some people walking down my street, and maybe they saw me. I thought maybe it was them, selling cookies or something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And,